thank you, Dr. Sandler, for is the pancreas transplantation services. I do not have any cards for pancreas transplantation. Is there anybody that has any public comments on that specific issue? None. Okay. So we have no cards. Brenda, I should have turfed it to you initially if you want to make any additional comments.
This is Brenda. I think it's been pretty well discussed with the prior conversations, and a lot of the same similar recommendations that the department was making for heart, lung, and liver were a lot of the same things for pancreas transplantation services. So unless the commission has additional questions, and again, keeping in mind the last time that these standards were rewritten, we did change the volume requirement to match the federal standards. So.
Mr. Sandler?
Yeah, I wish to make a motion to support the department recommendation. The argument I want to use is exactly what I talked to with Dr. Punch, that first, pancreases are different. They're done with kidney transplants. They're done at the same time by the same surgeon as kidney transplants. Therefore, you don't need any capital costs to a pancreas pump. The question would be, are we going to diffuse it in other things? Therefore, my recommendation is, and in keeping with Governor Snyder's philosophy, which I basically agree with, that we have my motion would be that the department convene a work group to discuss I have a conflict. I mean, I just thought of that. I have a conflict of interest here. Well, I don't. Because what I want to is, I am going to do something that would give more competition to my institution, and therefore that would not be protecting my institution. We discussed that. Okay, we discussed that. Therefore, I would recommend that my motion is that the department convene a work group to flesh this out and to decide whether there is merit in deregulating this. Because, as I said, I don't see the analogy with the other ones. It's not as nearly as apparent to me. Okay. That's my motion.
This is Commissioner Kashishian. I'm not sure what the discussion was, but when I think about pancreatic transplant, I do not put it on the same level as heart, liver, and lung. You know, I'm torn because, in some ways, I want to deregulate it. But on the other hand, if you go back to the initial law, my understanding is the state legislature, when they passed the law, listed 15, 16 services that should be under regulations, and pancreatic transplant was one of them. So to sort of give deference to the state legislature, although it's, you know, it's 10 years ago that the law was passed or whenever it was passed, that should there be a SAC or should there be a work group to really flesh this out to report back to us? I would suspect that there very much the recommendation could be that to deregulate it doesn't need to be done. But I would hate to get into the precedent of just deregulating services that were passed by the state legislature 10 years ago without a formal analysis of the service. I'm torn. And I'd be interested in hearing other people's opinions.
Dr. Sandler recommended in his motion, if I heard it correctly, a work group.
Work group, yes.
We're still waiting for a second.
Oh, We're waiting for a second.
Is there a second to the motion?
Well, let me just, this is Commissioner Goldman. I, in response, Mark, to what you just said, my understanding of Commissioner Sandler's motion is to create a work group to consider the department's recommendation.
That is correct.
The work group would then report back to us. We would take our formal process, which includes submission to the Joint Legislative Committee. They would have the opportunity to say, but wait, we said you should do this. So I think the bases that you've described would be covered through this process. Given that, I would support Commissioner Sandler's motion.
Okay.
That resolves my concerns. Thank you.
One reason I would not wish this to be voted on today, I think we need a more thoughtful analysis of the ramifications of deregulating this. Off the top of my head, I see a strong argument for deregulating. But there are some unforeseen arguments. None of us are experts in pancreatic transplant. But it's not at all analogous, in my opinion, to the other ones. And I think the department and Governor Snyder has made some good points here.
So we have a motion on the floor. Commissioner Ganey.
Just a question. As part of the motion for the department's work group, would this also include a comparative analysis of the UNOS standards versus what our program delivery requirements are now?
My response is that we could certainly direct the department if you feel that's an important criteria. There will be, I assume you're going to appoint somebody, maybe a legislative, well, I'll let the chair decide how he wants to.
Other commissioner discussion or questions? Okay, we have a motion on the floor. No conflicts of interest being declared. All those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. I see all seven hands raised, so that motion carries. In terms of creating the work group, let me turn it over. Let me ask a question of Brenda or Milani. What would be your recommendation for creation of the work group? Or Commissioner Sandler, anybody else, if you've got ideas as well. I'm throwing it out for ideas here.
My suggestion, it's only a suggestion, would be that they handle the work groups by putting out on the web, you know, interested parties who can present information either for or against this concept would meet in this room or the adjacent room at a time of mutual convenience for the department. And they would try to reach a consensus or at least report back the findings of the work group. My guess is, and I've been wrong before on this one, heaven knows, that this would only take one meeting. I've been wrong on that before. I don't deny it. But one meeting, 1 2-hour meeting, which are the pros and cons, should be sufficient for you to come back to us. And I think the commission would be more comfortable that we haven't overlooked something, which would be the point of it.
So, this is Commissioner Goldman. If you look at the institutional memory of this organization when Dottie Dermo was a commissioner on the Certificate of Need Commission, she established a format for work groups, and that format included a member of the commission as convener and chair of the work group, and then some rules of conduct, and that seemed to work very well. And I guess my suggestion would be that we follow that sort of approach with this work group.
Fine with me.
Which then, is there a commissioner that wants to lead that group? That's what we're currently doing with the PET MRI, and Dr. Kashishian is assisting the department on that work group. And again, time frame, I don't know if there's a certain time frame, and I guess that we can kind of discuss as you get to your work plan a little bit later. So just kind of keep that in the back of your mind, too.
Yeah, we'll have to prioritize that with everything else that's on the work plan. Okay. Is there any commissioner that would want to step into the fray here and head up that work group and be our representative to that work group?
I would do it, but I'm a little concerned about the conflict issue here. I mean, since I can only go one way on this one and not be in conflict, I would do it otherwise.
No. Okay.
But I don't think it's appropriate.
Yeah, I think that's wise. I think you and Commissioner Goldman would be best not to be there.
I think one of the four commissioners not here knows. No, just a joke.
We don't have all the commissioners here.
No, we'll have to punt on that one right now. But I think that we've obviously passed the motion, and we'll talk about it with our work plan, and then we'll move on.
Can we nominate commissioners that aren't here?
Well, that was suggested. for ours, for the safety of those that are here, I suggest we not do that. But we'll pass on that right now.
Just joking.
But we'll ask.
Right. Okay, let's move on. Next is bone marrow transplant.